But not an ordinary knife. You'll have to start without a shoulder.
Shavua Tov Mevorach. And here we are, Leil Zayin Be'Elul. And we're on the top. No, actually, we're a little bit down. Kuf Lamed Aleph is today's daf. And we got up to Amr Chiya Bar Ava, Amr Rav Yochanan, which is about one third of the way down. Amr Chiya Bar Ava, Amr Rav Yochanan. You should know that Lo Lakol Amar Rav Eliezer Machshirim Mitzvah Dochim Et HaShabbat. Even though Rav Eliezer does say in our Mishnah that Machshirim Milar Dochim Shabbos, don't think that that means that every single mitzvah that would be Docha Shabbos, the Machshirin of that mitzvah would be Docha Shabbos. Because, now the truth is what I just said isn't really true. Because we will see that actually what it's coming to be, Mamayit, are things where the mitzvah itself is not Docha Shabbos.
It's
not Docha Shabbos. But right now we don't know this. So we could learn in general the statement, it's not every mitzvah that Hechsheri mitzvah Docha Shabbos. So, Sharishte Alechem Chovat HaYomei. Bottom line is, we know that there's a chiyuv to bring Shtei Alechem on Shabbos. And therefore, I would have thought that if that's the case, it's obvious that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Machshirei Mitzvah, so let's say if I have to now, I have to harvest the field on Shabbos in order to bring the Shtei Alechem, then I should be allowed to, right? And nonetheless, Rebbe Eliezer, if it not had been for a special limud, he would not have known that Machshirei Shtei Alechem are Dochim Shabbos, which means that it's obviously not a general rule by him. Sharei Shtei Alechem Chovat HaYomein, and nonetheless, lo lamdan Rebbe Eliezer that Machshirei Shtei Alechem are Dochim Shabbos, except for the fact that he found the Gzeira Shabbat. Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer minayin lemachshirei shtei alechem shedochin et haShabbat, ne'emra hava abba omer, ve'emra hava abba shtei alechem. Both by the shtei alechem and by the omer, the Torah uses a lashon of taviu, Rabbi Yachem. So, therefore, I say, ma hava ahamur abba omer, machshirin dochin et haShabbat, just as I know by the omer that machshirei omer dochin et haShabbos, but if not for that, there's no way that I would have known. Says the Gemara, well, I sure hope that this Gzera Shava is mufna, meaning that the words are not needed for some other purpose, because the ilo mufna, if this is not a Gzera Shava that's mufna, then you're able to ask on the Gzera Shava. And here there's obviously what to ask, because Ikalamifrach Ma'ala Omer, Shekein Im Matza Katsur Kotzer. The din is that the Omer, in order to be brought, has to be brought from Tvua Seorim that were Ktsurim Bedavka Lishma to bring for the Omer. So if I have a harvest of Seorim that wasn't cut for the Omer, I'm going to have to recut it, which proves that the Maisa Ktsira is part of the mitzvah. Otherwise, it's not shaykh to say, I need the Ktsira Lishma. So if the Ktsira is part of the mitzvah, so fine, it's Docha Shabbos. But by the Shtei Alechem, where the Ktsira is not part of the mitzvah, as Tosis explains, because we do b'choresh uv'akatsir tishpot, which tells me that the Ktsira is Docha Shabbos by the Omer. That's the marker. That it's doctor, b'choresh uv'akatsir shalchal, afuke b'choresh uv'akatsir shal mitzvah. And Ktsira, the word Ktsira appears only by the Omer, not by the Shtei Alechem, which is why we don't know that Shtei Alechem Machshirin would be Deicha Shabbos. We're now trying to learn out that Machshirin of Shtei Alechem and Deicha Shabbos, the only way we know it, says Rebbe Eliezer, is because of the Gzera Shava. But unless I can show you that that Gzera Shava is built of words that are not needed for any other purpose but the Gzera Shava, then I can say there's an obvious difference. The Ktsira, which is Heksher, fine, but it's also Chelek of the Mitzvah. All right, it needs to be Lishma. Masha'in came to Shtei Alechem, where the Ktsira of the Chitim is totally unrelated to the Mitzvah. It's truly just Heksher. in the same way that the sakin shomila is completely unrelated to the mitzvah. I mean, you could use anything to do mila with. Okay, so you need a sakin. It's just logistically necessary. So therefore, I would not be able to know it unless I have a limud, says the Gemara. Yes, indeed. He indeed lie. Mufni and mufna. Of course it's mufna. Mirpe. It does say in the pasuk, "V'havetem et omer reshit k'tirchem el ha-kohen." So why does it have to say then, afterwards, "B'yom ha-viach," I should say, "Miyom ha-viachem." Sefarta lachem imokrat ha-shabbat. "Miyom ha-viachem et omer ha-tnufa." You know what I mean? That's what we're talking about. So the "aviachem" over there now is not necessary. It should just say that you should be now count Hamishim Yom from that day. So lomali Shema Min Alaf Nuyin. So obviously there's an extra Hava'a in the Seder of the Omer. Okay, fine. But that's only one side. The Omer is Mufna. How do I know that the Shtei Alachem is Mufna? Because Akati Mufna Mitzad Echadu, it's only open on one end, on the Omer end. And we know that Rebbe Eliezer Shita is Shamina Le the Rebbe Eliezer Yomar Mufne Mitzad Echad LeMeidim UMeishivim, that a Gzeira Shava that's only open on one end, in fact, can be asked on it over here. It's a very powerful kasha. Answers the Gemara, because we have now another ribui by the Shtei Alechem, where it says Mimoshvotechem Taviu Lechem Tnufa. And then and the extra over here, the taviyu, which is should be just a simple continuation of the previous pasuk, is completely extra because it says vikrafta mincha chadasha, and then it says mimoshvotechem taviyu. It should say vikrafta mincha chadasha mimoshvotechem. What's with vikrafta mincha chadasha mimoshvotechem taviyu? Obviously, well, what else are we talking about? So the lashon of hava'a is mufna by the Shtei Alechem also, which is why Rebbe Eliezer can learn it out. Okay? Now, you're telling me, therefore, that I now know that according to Rebbe Eliezer, not every mitzvah is going to have heksher that is Deicha Shabbos. So, Lamutei Mai, when you say not every mitzvah, what do you mean not every mitzvah? As opposed to which mitzvah? Yilema Lamutei Lulav. Let's take a look at a lulav. So would he hold that, let's say you have to cut a lulav on Shabbos, so then you would be not allowed to cut your lulav on Shabbos, because it's only hechsher. Is that what we would say? But that's not true. Indeed, Rebbe Eliezer holds that you can cut a lulav on Shabbos. Elon mutei sukkah, that you can't build a sukkah on Shabbos. Oh, Tanya Sukkah v'komach shadok and Shabbat of Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer holds you can build a sukkah on Shabbos. And of course, for each one of these things, we're going to need a special limud, because Rabbi is still claiming that there's no general rule that hechsher mitzvah is like a Shabbos. Okay, we'll see what those limudim are, but what exactly now is Rabbi Yochanan over here trying to tell us is not Docha Shabbos on Libud Rebbe Eliezer? So it's not sukkah, it's not lulav, maybe matzah. If you don't have matzah and Pesach comes on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bake matzah. Vatanya matzah before Mashiach. You can bake matzah on Shabbos also, according to Rebbe Eliezer. So maybe shofar. You need to cut a shofar on Shabbos, and in order to blow it on Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to. Elamute shofar. Vatanya shofar before Mashiach. Rosh Shabbos to Rebbe Eliezer. So what was he referring to before? Omer Avada Barava, what? Tzamute tzitzit, the talito, mezuzah, the pitcho. You don't have a mezuzah. You're not allowed to write a mezuzah on Shabbos. You don't have tzitzit. You're not allowed to write tzitzit on Shabbos. To make tzitzit on Shabbos. Tzani Ami Hochi, v'shavim, she'im tzietz talito, or atzah mezuzah le pitcho, shulchayam. My time, and what's the difference? Now, the truth is, my time, it cannot be understood the way my time normally is understood. You can't ask, and why not? Because I don't, what do you mean, why not? Because I don't have a lima that yes. You can't ask why not. When every one of these cases, the whole point is I'm saying I need a special lima, so you don't ask me why not. Why not? Tell me why yes. Don't ask me why not. So most of the Rishonim learned that the meaning of this my taima is, what's talking to Sfara, why not? Or why is it the Torah was not Megala on these things? They don't have any shaykhs being done on Shabbos. So why should they be done on Shabbos? They're not fears about it. I'm going to have a what do you mean? So then just the opposite. So then by definition, kol shaita v'shaita zmanehu. So that means that you have now a chiyuv right now. If I have a talit, I have to put in tzitzit. The assumption here clearly seems to be that it's going to point to Man Yomar, who hold that klei kufsa are chayovim in tzitzit, and that's how Rashi learns as well. That if you own a beged, keep them in your drawers, even if you're not wearing them. We'll see another raya from the Gemara that comes. You're always mechuyev to have them with tzitzit. So what's the misvah? Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Ketamer Rav Huna, Brother of Yeshua. Ho yil uviyado lahefkeran. Since it's biyotza to be mafkir, and that's clearly if it was talking about the Man D'Omer who holds you only have to put on tzitzit after you put on the beged, so what do you have to be mafkir should have said? Just don't wear the beged. So apparently we're going to Man D'Omer, it says the ownership of a beged is mechai of you in tzitzit. But since you could be mafkir, Mamelo, the Torah said, why be there for Shabbos? Something again, to be a Shabbos, because it's not something that needs to be there. Now this raises an interesting point, because Lamaisa, it's really strange, because the other cases that we mentioned, the lulav and the shofar, we're even so marchik lechet that we say bechlal not to do it on Shabbos, because we're afraid maybe you'll walk out carrying the shofar, they're crazy chashashos. Better not to be mekayim in the midst of shofar, because maybe you'll walk out carrying the shofar. And here he's saying that you're allowed to be even to make the shofar. Certainly to carry the shofar, according to him, right? So, I mean, it's just interesting. So the chachomim are the same thing with the lulav. So the chachomim who go against Rabbi Eliezer go all the way to the other extreme. Because we don't allow you to do the mitzvah at all, maybe you'll come to do a heksher of the mitzvah, and then there's no chiyuv. So why didn't they ask for mila also? So I said, why aren't we afraid? Like you'll bring a sack and show me on Shabbos. But this leads to some of the most fascinating insights into the Gezera of Rabbi's Gezera of Shema Yavirenu Arba Mispershus Arame. There's an incredible Ritva who says something you never would have thought of in a billion years. Who says the real reason behind the Shema Yavirenu Arba Mispershus Arame is because since in Chutz La'aretz it's always a suffix whether today is really Rosh Hashanah or today is really Sukkot, so we're afraid that you'll be Deich HaShabbos. So this would be true even if the whole mitzvah is only a suffix. So to do a suffix mitzvah, what about an Eretz Yisrael? Once it goes already, people aren't going to make the no, they're not going to be. That's what he says. Something you never would have thought of. But he himself says a svara that's so much more powerful than the Ritva. Says a svara that's so much more powerful and so obvious. Says a pashta svara. The nature of the mitzvah of Mila demands Chilul Shabbos. Mila itself is Chilul Shabbos. So once the Torah is telling you to be Mechal Shabbos with the Mila, we're not going to be Mevatel and say maybe you'll be Mechal Shabbos. Mashen kein lulav and shofar, there's no chilul Shabbos involved in it. So in other words, what do you say? Be mekayem a mitzvah. Maybe you'll come and take chilul Shabbos. My meal in the Torah told us, forget about it. Maybe you'll come. You have to be mechal Shabbos. So I'm going to make now a gzera be mevatel the mitzvah that the Torah said to be mechal Shabbos for, in order to avoid the possibility of chilul Shabbos by accident. That's a very, very interesting topic. The other ones have nothing to do with chilul Shabbos. You don't have to be Mechal Shabbos to have a lulav, to have a shofar. Interesting story. There's a Tosfos of Megillah who says, another two interesting stories. One is, okay, Pashut Mila, we understand Mila is a particular Chashivas, Yitkim Obrita, so on and so forth, okay. But the other Nafkamina, this is very, there's a run, actually, says it's a very clear Nafkamina, that where you're coming to do Mila, you're doing it yourself. It's not everybody's being Isaac and Mila.
It's not everybody's Mitzvah.
Exactly. It's where everybody's a tumult and everybody's doing their own things, people can come. In Mila, you've got 50 people around you. And everybody, of course, is an expert at this and whatever and so on. So in Mamela, they're all going to tell you, wait a minute, you're not allowed to do that. You can't carry it on Shabbos and so on and so forth. So that's not a problem. They have presence of mind. Taisus is for a second Svara, well, it was around, but Taisus' second Svara is that normally Mila is done by professionals. So Mayalim, that goes around the Mayalim, is they have their Seder. They're like this Stam, a guy who doesn't know what he's doing. Everybody has to do a lulav. He doesn't know lulav Shabbos, this, that. So he takes it out. Mashenke, somebody's a professional, knows the din, and knows what to be Masada before Shabbos and so on. So why should we make exam? Anyway, five possible stories as to why we wouldn't be Gozer Amil. It's a fascinating, rich vein of material here.
Early. So
it was mitzvah Shema Omer, but it wasn't. We'll worry about that when we get to the Omer. There's not no day of this Allah to hear at all. It was shown that the mitzvah requires the Shema. Well, it's part of the mitzvah. Omer ma, lulav v'chomach shirav deich mitzvah Shabbos divi Rebbe Eliezer. So now you're telling me it's not just on the Sfora that mitzvahs are deich for Shabbos. So how does Rebbe Eliezer know? So minalei Rebbe Eliezer, that by a lulav, okay, you prove to me, b'shtei alechem, because we learned out of the Yomer. The Yomer, because it says in the Torah, b'chor shavakatzir tishpot to be memayit, sirish al mitzvah. But lulav, well, how do you get lulav? Imi omer b'shtei alechem, he said, maybe you'll learn it out from omer b'shtei alechem. Omer b'shtei alechem are both sort of gavoh. Instead, if I need to do something for the Beis HaMikdash, I can do it, perhaps. But how do you know for a tzorach of a mitzvah that's not negeya the Beis HaMikdash that I can do it? Elo amakra, therefore, comes along a posik to tell me, ulekachtem lechem bayom arishon, bayom tells me, afilo b'shabbos, because he could have just said, b'rishon, b'rishon lechang. And doesn't many places not say b'yom arishon. It's b'rishon. So therefore, the Yom is telling you, whatever the day is, I don't care what the day is, Afilu Shabbos. Now, I ask you, says Rebbe Eliezer, when it says Afilu Shabbos, what do you think it's coming to be Matir? It's coming to be Matir Tilto? What? To move your lulav around? Well, I need a pasuk to tell me that Mukta is Mutter. Why would the Torah need a pasuk to tell me Mukta is Mutter? Mukta anyway is only Drabbanan. What Rashi says is rather astonishing. Rashi says, it wasn't usher yet at Kabbalah Satayra. Instead of saying it's a Drabbanan, so the pasuk wouldn't come to Matir Drabbanan. Why not? But there was none. It hadn't been ushered yet. So Mamela, it can't be that we need a pasuk to be Matir Tiltu. Hela Lamak Shirab. The only thing you could possibly be telling me is that if you're in a circumstance where you need to make a lulav on Shabbos, so fine, to make the lulav in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan who argue in Rebbe Eliezer and say it's not deich Shabbos makshiri lulav. How do they understand the word bayom? Ami boyleg bayom v'lo b'layla. That comes to tell me that the chiyav of lulav is only in the daytime. Perfectly reasonable. V'Rebbe Eliezer saying, hey, wait a minute, that is perfectly reasonable. So bayom v'lo b'layla, we know, like, how does he know there's no mitzvah of lulav in the night? Not galay, that he learns out from the pasuk. Simachtem b'fnei Hashem Elokechem shivat yamim. So shivat yamim means dafka yamim v'lo leilot. So yamim v'lo leilot v'rabbanan. So that's mamish in the same pasuk, right? Lakachtem lechem. Nismachtem lefnei Hashem alokechem shivat yamin. So in the pasuk of Lakachtem lechem b'yom rishon, it says already shivat yamin. Say the Rabbanan, how do I know that that means b'yomim v'lo b'lailot? If it would have said that, Yitzchak, I still need the pasuk b'yom. Yosar k'day d'ramin ha'nelev shivas yomim nisukah. Mala halan yamim afilu levot. Havkan yamim v'afilu levot. That's just pasukot eshvu shivat yamim. That means only shivat yamim. It's yomam v'lailot. So it says it's an achtam fashion of terev shivat yamim. So it means the same shivat yamim that's sukkah. Why is it a little different than the sukkah? That's why Bayom tells me that it's different. So with Mele, you can't use Bayom to tell me that Mark Sheeran is Deir HaShabbos. I would have said, Afkan, Yamim Afila Lelot. Kamash Malan. So now, let me ask something. Lichta Vachuna Belulot. V'nei Tohana Penil Fuminei. I mean, if Rabbi Eliezer is right, so why couldn't the Torah be more efficient? Write the din in Lulot, and then I can learn how to stay alakam and the omer from there. Because, I mean, the only reason you didn't learn the other way because the Rav of Shtelah was a borchar. Because it's Sarah Gavaya. Good, okay, so then write it in Lulav, and now you won't need the Pasuk of Bechor Sheba Katsir Tishpot. And you won't need the Gzera Shava to tell me the Din of Shtelah Alakam for Tavil and Aviyachem. It's very inefficient. Why do we do it this way? Ah, because even if I did it like that, Shum Dikel Mifrach, Mahal Lulav Shkenta Unar Arba Minim. A lulav, in a way, is more chomer. It's a very strange mitzvah. There's four different components. Very rare to find a mitzvah like that. Now, the Maisa Tosis points out, well, maybe very rare, but it happens to be that the Shtei Halakim also requires four different mitzvahs. Right? Because if you think about it, you have the kvasim, you have the yayin, and you have the shemen for the menachos. There you go. So Tosis says, no, but the point is, you have four elements with it. It's that the mitzvah consists of four elements. It's because by the lulav, each min is ma'akev. You don't have one of the minim, you don't have the mitzvah. For a mitzvah to be constructed in such a complex fashion, it's unusual. And therefore, maybe the Torah is willing to be mechal and Shabbos for such a mitzvah.
That is more common.
It's
part of the whole, it's less than a whole.
No. Part of the whole. It's more complex and chashuv constructions. That maybe views it as more chashuv. Sukkah v'chol machshireha.
Why is this
machken
only yamim
v'lo nevot? It's not. According to whom? I mean, according to Rabbi Eliezer.
Why isn't
because he's darshaning the word yamim together with the lakatam lakam bayom. In that context, it's clear that it's talking about yomim bedavka. So now, why do I need two times? That's the point. So that it was the bayom comes to tell me any yom, and yomim comes to tell me daytime.
Only daytime.
Sukkah before machshirah dofin et hashavas de Rebbe Eliezer. How does he know that? We know that the Rebbe Eliezer. What we know already from the Omer Shtelach, we can't learn it out. Why not? Because it's sort of gavoa. We know we can't learn out from Lulav, because Lulav is also more chashev, because it's Ton Arba Midi. Ella, I'll tell you how he knows it. He's Goma Shivas Yomim, Lulav. He makes a Zereshav. Mala Alan, Makshirav Dofinat HaShabbat, just as I've proven by Lulav from Bayom, that it's Dov HaShabbos, I've got Nami Makshireha Dofinat HaShabbat. Okay, so then let me ask you. So licht of Rachman. By the way, I mean, is it mufna? The Rashi says it doesn't have to be mufna, because all we're looking over here is a Gilui Milsa. At least, it's brought in Rashi's name. It could be somebody scribbled it in. It says it's a Gimel. Tosfos learns that it is mufna, because the you could say the yomim is one thing, but you don't have to say shivas. Because it gives the dates. When you have to Shivas Yom. So he's saying that therefore that part is moved. So Velichto Rachmana Besukkah, Menei Se'anet Menigmor Minei. So why doesn't the Torah write it in now by Sukkah? And now we can learn everything out of Sukkah. Because we haven't seen any Chumrah by Sukkah that does not appear by the Lulav or by the Yomer and by the Shtei Lechem. So why not make it efficient? And say it by Sukkah. That's true for the chumrah of the sukkah. A mitzvah that is noig b'yom u'b'layla, maybe the Torah says to be doichan amavshir on Shabbos. But a mitzvah that isn't nagel layla, maybe it can't be doichan Shabbos. Matzah v'chomashira dochinat ha-shabbat. How does he know that matzah is dochinat ha-shabbat? Again, from the Omish to Nelechem, Sturach Gaboa. From Lulav, Ton Arba Minim. From Sukkah, Noeges Belelos Kibayomim. But this just points out that that language doesn't make any sense because Matzah certainly made Belela. That's its main fear, is Belela. He says that the Lashon is a very poor Lashon. It should say, Shekei Noeges Bayamim Ubalelot, not that's because the Yikar mitzvah of matzah is balayla, not in the day. It's not in both periods.
Isn't it both?
Isn't it the whole thing? It's not a chiyuv. It's a, if you're going to eat bread, so you eat matzah.
Isn't the first day also?
No, only the layla.
Literally the layla, not even the day.
Only the nighttime. There's a whole grow about the sukkah. According to the grow, he holds a chiyuv, but that's all of the days. There's a mitzvah chiyuv. Oh, we're going to get to it. Buying out of Matzad. Oh, wonderful. Uriel is asking, so, okay, how come we don't go back and forth? We usually go back and forth. So, one shot does ask this question. One Teretz Tosfos says is, sometimes the Gemara asks the Matzad, sometimes it doesn't ask the Matzad. If it would have asked the Matzad, there's an answer. But there's another shot in Tosfos that says a fascinating thing. The same way that you have a halakha, that Milzad Atir Bekal Bechemer, Torah Bekosav Lakra. You also have a Milzad Asya B'Matzad, Torah Bekosav Lakra. So if I have the Lima directly, fine, then I can ask. But if once I have to make a Matzad already, so then the Torah says, okay, no good, it's all right. So you can't really ask the question. So therefore, okay, sometimes the Gemara does is to make it clarify. So you see the various elements that are involved. You know, the Gemara is not interested in teaching you the various elements. So it takes for granted, you know, even if we would. So maybe just the opposite. Maybe Rav Porat's Teretz is wrong. But Davka, you don't have an answer. So, okay, so we don't answer. Sometimes we do it anyway. Anyway, so how do we know that Matzah is Deicha? We can't learn that from the Yomer, from the Shtei Alecha, from the Lula, from the Sukkah. Elagomar chamishasa chamishasa bichaga sukkot mala halan makshirei adochinat haShabbat afkan makshirei adochinat haShabbat. We go for learn it out from the same pasuk which gave us the hava mina that you should eat matzah in your sukkah. We needed a special lima to tell you don't have to eat matzah in your sukkah. Or that So just like Chagasuka, he says Deicha Shabbos, so too the Matzah is Deicha Shabbos. And why not say it by Matzah? V'nei to'anach v'ligmor v'nei, v'shum dika l'mifrach ma'la Matzah, sh'ike no'eget b'nashim ki ba'anashim. There's a chumra by Matzah. Since we learn out whoever is included in the Yisr of lo tochal chametz, and women are included in all lavim, some of the male are included in the chiyuv of achilas matzah. Mashenke in the sukkah, where there's no lav, the lulav, where there's no lav. All of these other cases, mila is not for women, all of these other cases is not, is omer shtelecha, is not chalan nashi. Shofar v'chol makshur amdokan is a Shabbos. Okay, how do we know that? From the omer shtelecha, can't bring a riot, serve gavoa. From a lulav, ton arba minim. From a sukkah, heges b'leilas kibayomim. From matzah, no heges b'noshim kibayonoshim. How do we know that the heksher of a lulav, of a shayfer, is deicha Shabbos? Elo amar kro, yom trua yelecha. That tells me, by yom, afilu b'shabbat. So what's the afilu b'shabbat? Legabe what? To blow it on Shabbat? What's the yitzur blowing a shofar? With your eyes? There's no yitzur. So yilayim ala tkiyah, Hatanah Devei Shmuel, that kol melechet avodah lo tasu, yatzta tkiat shofar, which is not a melechet avodah, rediyat apat. It's a chokmah, it's not a melechah. So I don't need a pasuk to be matzah. Ela la makshirin. It's got to be to tell me the din that makshirin adecha. You're allowed to cut a shofar and make a shofar on Shabbos with whatever that requires. Boiling the shofar, matzvapati, shada shofar, so on and so on.
Catch a ram.
Why? And put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day.
Why
is Omer talking
about shofar not? You know, what, I mean, why we blow shofar? Not a Torah Gavah? What do you mean? Why we blow shofar?
Torah Gavah means Beis HaMikdash. That's a mitzvah. All of these are Tzarech mitzvah. You could have asked that on a lulav and a sukkah. But a shofar is blown in your Beit HaKnesset. It's not blown in the Beit HaMikdash.
But when it's only with one bit of Mikdash, that's the idea.
Yeah.
The lulav is very interesting because it has an aspect which is double.
All of them do. All of them. All of them have that aspect. Lulav has that aspect. Shofar certainly has a specific mitzvah of shofar in the Beis HaMikdash.
But not as part of mitzvah Rosh Hashanah, or because of
the Surah. It's not so partial. You blow shofar, they weren't goes around.
Yeah.
Sure,
so they weren't goes around.
You blow shofar in places where you have Beth and not going to be Ushalani. There's something that. Okay, but anyway, yes, it's interesting. What about the Rabbanan? Ahumi boy laid by Yom Bo'obalayot. To tell me that the mitzvah Tzkiah Shofar is in the daytime, not in the nighttime. And how does Rebbe Eliezer know that? Bayom v'lo v'layla minolei. Nafkele mi bayom ha-kippurim. Tavir shofar b'chol atzachem. Since Yom ha-kippurim is a din in Yom, and all of the tkiyas in the Chedesh HaShvi'i are learned one from the other, because it stresses, this Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, that it says b'chodesh HaShvi'i. Why does that say b'chodesh HaShvi'i? Well, we don't know when Yom ha-kippurim is. It says all over it's Yom B'Chodesh HaShvi'i. So since it mentions it's Kesher of Yoyvah, B'Chodesh HaShvi'i is not referring to Sabba Josh's nighttime blowing. He said the only time he blows at night is in Yom Kippur. Actually, the only time he blows at night is in Mitzray Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, he never blew Shofar yet. But in Yirtzah Hashem, well, it might take an additional few years, but after 50 years, from the time we begin counting in Yoyvah,
at night.
You can look forward to blowing in the day on Yom Kippur. So Taviru Shofar b'chol Arzecher v'gamrei me'adari. We learn out Rosh Hashanah from Yom HaKippurim because of the extra b'chodesh HaShvi, which tells me a hekesh of all of the tkiyas b'chodesh HaShvi me'adari, which tells me that tkiyas shofar is dafka
b'yom. Don't we have a bunch of other beyonds for Rosh Hashanah, like Yom Shurah Mikrei Kodesh, Yom Acham?
But tell me when.
But it's daytime.
Apparently each one of them is defining a day. And then I have to go through them.
Well, the U of M would have a special tkiah to wish of a special, what's that special?
Special tkiah?
Special,
Sure, to be made. That's the Karatim drawer, the Kriyas drawer, the Shofar.
On Yom Kippur.
On Yom Kippur, yes. So, V'lifta Rachmana B'Shofar V'leite Anna V'ligmurli Neim. So why doesn't the Torah just tell me that Tkiyah Shofar is Makshirin is Deicha, and that's enough? No, yeah, it's not enough. I'll tell you why. Tkiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah like a Lemikmar. I mean, now according to Rabbi Eliezer, we have two shofars that are Makshirin or Deicha Shofar, both Yom Kippur and Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. So Tkiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah is definitely unique in terms of the Chashivas in the Mitzvah. Shkir Machneset Zichrona Shal Yisrael Avim Shvar Shamayim. The fact that the Torah gives you a special dinim of Makshirin, that's understandable. Where do we have such a kosher on mitzvah? But it's the mitzvah that is machnis zichreines. We learn it out from the pasuk, b'mech b'shofar. As chashivas, yeah. Something that is very natural. Same thing with the say the same thing as Yud Gimel B'Reis. I use it as a dihui. It's a particular chashivas. A thing like that. Because that's all we're looking for here. We're not looking for chumrah. We're looking for chashivas. So it's an exception to your chumrah. It isn't really chumrah. Mitkiya Shavar Yom HaKippurim, it's also a very, very unique mitzvah. Yom Amar, Toku Beit Din Shofar, Yivdru Avadim Levateihem, Sadot Chazot Avaleihem. It has a tremendous chashivas. The whole drawer is dependent on the key of the shofar. I understand it. That's the whole. We waited 50 years for this. I got to tell me you're not going to be mad to me to make my shofar if something happens to it. We're going to wait another 50 years? Come on, man. So I can understand that's a very chashiva kind of event. No. This is Besdin.
Yovel.
Yeah, in Besdin. Besdin Hagadah.
So it's like one for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't, like, outside the Yerushalayim, the Samach? They heard it?
That's where the Chalois is of Yovel. Wherever you have it, for the Sanhedrin.
So
Shofar and Rosh Hashanah
were
not to wherever you have.
So Shofar or Yovel is in Gavoa.
Why Gavoa? Hashiva, it's not Gavoa. No, it's a din in Sanhedrin. It's not a din in Beit HaMikdash. The dinim of the Omer and Shtei Alechem is a din in the Tzer of Gavaya. If it happens to be that the Beis that Sanhedrin is Yoshev in the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't make it a Tzer of Gavoa.
If there's no Beit HaMikdash,
why not?
But there was.
Yavna also? I'm saying it happens to be they weren't safe for Yovelis then, but the point
it's
is.
Because of Rav Yisrael.
Because of another issue.
Yeah.
What?
Right.
No, because we're looking for a chashivas. So the gavur is a chashivas.
I'm saying that
the
gavur doesn't mean
that you need something. No, not necessarily. If there would be a tkiya in the Beis HaMikdash, it would also be tzarach gavaya.
If it's for a
karma.
No.
I'm saying, let's say for the Tekiyah of Zichrenes or whatever. Yom Tani Tekiyah. I'm not saying it's not again, but something like that would also be called to me. It's not part of the Abedah, even as a mark of the carbon. Over here it's mark of the carbon, but something as a mark of the carbon would also be considered to be terrible. I would imagine. Okay. Now, you said Mila v'chol ma'asheh adechem z'shabbos, Dibur Rabbi Eliezer. It's the one thing we haven't explained. That was our Mishnah. How do you know that? We know it. How do you know that Mila Rabbi Eliezer imikulu b'omar k'damrinan? Go back, try to learn it out of all the others. We know already the answer. Can't learn it out of the Yom Rishtei Alach Mitzvah Gavoh. You can't learn it out of the Lulav because it's Arba Minim. You can't learn it out of the Sukkah because of Biyomim Gebalelis. You can't learn it out of Matzah because of Nashim Rechayavis. You can't learn it out of Kiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah because it's Machmir Sikhrenis. You can't learn it out of Tekiyah Shofar on Yom HaKippurim because it's Choshev, because it's the drawer and the Chazor of the land. How does he know it? The oath? Besides, there's one very important thing. If you make the biggest matzah in the world, put them all together and say, okay, put them all together, let's allow them. They all have a very common denominator. The common denominator is shekini mabayz mana batla. Each one of these things, if I don't do it now, I'm not mekayim a mitzvah. If I bring or take my lulav tomorrow, that's a different mitzvah of lulav. It's not the mitzvah of lulav I have today. But Mila, there's only one mitzvah Mila. So if now I'm going to not do Mila today on Shabbos, I can do it on Sunday. It's the same Mila. It's not Mila Bismana, but it's the same Mila that I'm going to be Mekayim. So therefore, I certainly can't learn it out even from a matzah out of all of them put together. Ela high in the time of the Rabbi Eliezer, I'll tell you. Rabbi Eliezer's drasha is Yom Hakra Ubayom Hashmini Imo Besar Lato Bayom means Bayom Afilu B'Shabbat. What? Now, how do we know that's Makshirin? How do we know it's not Mila itself? Maybe it's talking about Makshirin. That the Gemara is going to discuss later, that the Mila itself is Be'ech HaShabbos from another Makar, which means that this Bayom Hashmini Afilu B'Shabbos must be referring to Makshirin. So then that would be the best. Let's say it by Mila. And then I have a great Kalva Chaimet, all of the others. Mila is not knowing Belayla to be Yomim. Certainly Sukkah should be there. Mila doesn't require Arba Minim. Oh, Certainly lulav should be daika. Mila is nogei a men and not women. Certainly matzah. So on and so forth. So why don't we just use mila as the model? We shouldn't be kala mifrach malu mila shekin yichretu alah shlosh esrei britot. Since we find 13 times the Lashon Brit with Avram and the Greece's Brit of Mila, that gives it a tremendous chashivas. It means the Torah is stressing it in a very unusual fashion. And I, therefore, if I only knew Mila, I would say Mila must be unique. So now I need my limudim for all of these things that Rabbi Eliezer said was Doche, the Omer, the Shtei Alechem, the Lulav, the Sukkah, the matzah, the shayfer, Rosh Hashanah, the shayfer, Yom Kippurim, and the mila. Echad mi yeteyah. Sure. The mezuzah and the tzitzis.
Anything else?
That's the one the Torah identified.
The
Gemara identified.
Didn't the Ikam of the Mitzvah of Mila learn from the